A greeting used by this area's Indigenous Wiradjuri people. Students at this school in Western Sydney are learning the basics of the Wiradjuri language, including animal names and how to talk about family members.
Like, where's your mum, where's your brother? Like, for instance, Daga, you know, which is, where's your sister?
At the time of European settlement, there are an estimated 250 to 270 distinct Aboriginal languages in use across Australia. Now, less than 70 are still being spoken on a daily basis. Here at St John's Park High, the students, many of whom come from immigrant families, are using the language to gain a greater understanding about the country's first people.
I think it's important that the kids learn language and culture at the same time. And because most of the students that I teach are non-Aboriginal, we look at culture across the whole of Australia and look at the diversity of culture.
But while Aboriginal languages are undergoing something of a revival in Australia, there are many challenges. The main problem is a lack of resources, both in terms of textbooks and dictionaries, as well as teachers. Here at the University of Sydney, these trained teachers are doing a master's course in Aboriginal language education. The master's students are all Aboriginal, and most will take their new skills back to their own communities. It's in these communities that language revitalisation is perhaps having the most profound impact. A greeting used by this area's Indigenous Wiradjuri people. Students at this school in Western Sydney are learning the basics of the Wiradjuri language, including animal names and how to talk about family members.
Like, where's your mum, where's your brother? Like, for instance, Daga, you know, which is, where's your sister?
At the time of European settlement, there are an estimated 250 to 270 distinct Aboriginal languages in use across Australia. Now, less than 70 are still being spoken on a daily basis. Here at St John's Park High, the students, many of whom come from immigrant families, are using the language to gain a greater understanding about the country's first people.
I think it's important that the kids learn language and culture at the same time. And because most of the students that I teach are non-Aboriginal, we look at culture across the whole of Australia and look at the diversity of culture.
But while Aboriginal languages are undergoing something of a revival in Australia, there are many challenges. The main problem is a lack of resources, both in terms of textbooks and dictionaries, as well as teachers. Here at the University of Sydney, these trained teachers are doing a master's course in Aboriginal language education. The master's students are all Aboriginal, and most will take their new skills back to their own communities. It's in these communities that language revitalisation is perhaps having the most profound impact. A greeting used by this area's Indigenous Wiradjuri people. Students at this school in Western Sydney are learning the basics of the Wiradjuri language, including animal names and how to talk about family members.
Like, where's your mum, where's your brother? Like, for instance, Daga, you know, which is, where's your sister?
At the time of European settlement, there are an estimated 250 to 270 distinct Aboriginal languages in use across Australia. Now, less than 70 are still being spoken on a daily basis. Here at St John's Park High, the students, many of whom come from immigrant families, are using the language to gain a greater understanding about the country's first people.
I think it's important that the kids learn language and culture at the same time. And because most of the students that I teach are non-Aboriginal, we look at culture across the whole of Australia and look at the diversity of culture.
But while Aboriginal languages are undergoing something of a revival in Australia, there are many challenges. The main problem is a lack of resources, both in terms of textbooks and dictionaries, as well as teachers. Here at the University of Sydney, these trained teachers are doing a master's course in Aboriginal language education. The master's students are all Aboriginal, and most will take their new skills back to their own communities. It's in these communities that language revitalisation is perhaps having the most profound impact.